Let's commence this morning by coming to the Lord in a word of prayer and seeking for His help for our time of worship. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning. And Lord, we need Thee again. We ask, O God, that You'll come and be one of our number today. We ask, O God, You'll come and pour out Your Holy Spirit upon us and aid us and help us in this time of worship. And may Thy name and Thy name alone be glorified and honored. So hear and answer prayer. Be with us now. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. Amen. We're looking to the words of Psalm 34 as we have our opening praise this morning, Psalm 34. If you have a copy of our hymn books, it's on page number 30. God will I bless all times His praise, my mouth shall still express, my soul shall boast in God the meek, shall hear with joyfulness. Psalm 34, we're singing the first 10 verses of this psalm together. Let's seek the Lord, please, in a word of opening prayer again. Let's come before Him and seek for His presence and for His help in our meeting this morning. Heavenly Father, we come to Thee this morning and we're thankful that we can cry unto Thee. We thank the Lord that when we cry, You hear us and You deliver us from all of our fears. We praise Thee, O God, today that Thou art a good God, a loving God. We thank the Lord that You're merciful and tender. O God, we thank Thee today that we come before one who loves His people, one who loves to hear His people cry and call on to Him. And Heavenly Father, we come to Thee today and we're very conscious again of our need. O God, we are poor and needy. Yet, O God, we thank Thee that You think upon us. And Heavenly Father, we pray that for this time of worship that You'll come and think upon us for good again. O God, pour out Your Spirit upon us. May we know great help, O Lord, as we would worship Thee. And Lord, as we would seek to glorify Thy name. We thank Thee, O God, today for, Lord, the goodness of God that has been extended toward us, that we're here. Lord, that we can come together as a body of the Church of Christ and publicly worship Thee and proclaim, Lord, Thy great name. Our Father, we thank Thee for the health and the strength You've given to us today to be in the house of God. And we acknowledge that every good, every perfect gift is from Thee. And our Father, we pray that You'll help us, Lord, to lift our hearts in praise and thanksgiving. Our Father, we pray that today, as we come into Thy presence, Lord, as we come to Thy houses, Lord, we would hear the Word of God, as we would sing Thy praise. We ask, O God, that this will be a day when the Spirit of the Lord will descend. Lord, open our hearts. Lord, open our ears, open our eyes. Lord, we pray that today we might receive with meekness the engrafted Word of God. God forbid that we should go through rituals or motions. God forbid that this should be a day like just like any other. Oh God, we pray that this will be a blessed day. Lord, that this will be a day, the Lord's day, even like those two in the Emmaus Road had, when the Lord walked with them and talked with them along the way. Our Father, we pray that today we might hear Thy voice. Our Father, we pray that You'll walk with us, Lord. Help us in our Christian walk, Lord, for each one that knows and loves Thee. Lord, how much we need Thee. Lord, in this year that lies before us with all of its uncertainties, Lord, we need Thee to walk with us. We need Thy help. Well, help us, Lord, to be guided in those paths of righteousness that You have for us. Oh God, we come confessing our sins. We acknowledge how much we've sinned, we've failed, we've let Thee down. And Father, we pray for that fresh cleansing in the blood of the Lamb today. Lord, that today we might be invigorated and renewed with the Spirit within the inner man. Oh God, come and speak to all of our hearts. Lord, we pray that this day we might all do business with God. Lord, we pray that we'll hear Thy voice. Bless, Lord, today those who cannot gather with us. We think, Lord, of those who are unwell in their own homes today. Many in the congregation who are, Lord, laid ill at this time. Lord, touch them, strengthen them, minister to their needs, O God, we pray. Lord, raise them, Lord, very quickly in Thy will and plan to their desired health once again. Lord, we thank Thee today that Thou art Jehovah Rapha, the Lord that healeth Thee. Lord, we pray that Thy dear children will know the healing touch of the Lord upon them at this time. Remember the Church of Jesus Christ worldwide. O God, we cry unto Thee for that move of God, the Holy Spirit. We pray, O Lord, today that we might be revived. Lord, that today we might be renewed. Lord, today that we might know what it is to, Lord, enter into a greater experience of the blessing of God. Heavenly Father, we pray that You'll take us out of the spiritual doldrums that we're in and, Lord, bring us into that large place with Thee. Lord, give us that desire to live for Thee, to walk with Thee, to serve Thee, to love Thee more in this year that lies before us. Help us, O God, today to go forth. Help us to go forth with the glorious message of the gospel, knowing, Lord, that as we go, the Lord will work with us and confirm the word today with signs following, we ask. Lord, bless the word that has already gone to the children, to the young people. Bless the word that will go forth this afternoon to the children there in Hollywood. We ask, O God, that You'll remember our children for good. Remember our young people. We ask, O God, that today You'll put that protecting hedge around them. O God, we pray that You'll keep them, Lord, as the apple of Thine eye. For those that have wandered, bring them back. Lord, for those who have gone, Lord, away from their first love, we pray that You would be pleased to work within them, we ask. O God, we pray that You'll be pleased to save this upcoming generation. Remember this community. Remember this area. We ask, O God, that this part of East Belfast will know a breath of God. Lord, help us, Lord, as a people to be busy. Help us to be faithful in the work of God. Lord, we pray that we might see God at work. Our Father, we pray that You'll bless throughout this day. Remember the family service tonight. Bless Thy servant as he'll come and tell us of how the Lord saved him. We ask, O God, that You'll bring in new people. Bring in, Lord, new families from this area. And Heavenly Father, we pray that you'll extend the work of God. Lord, enlarge our coasts, we pray. And Lord, we pray that today we might see God moving in mighty power. Our Father, we pray that you'll remember all those who are serving thee in far-off places. Remember the persecuted church today. Remember the underground church, Lord, those who cannot publicly meet as we do. Lord, we pray you'll encourage them, strengthen them. And Lord, we pray that they might know strength for the day that lies before them. We pray, Lord, today for the missionaries, those who are serving thee in far-off lands. Encourage thy dear children. Bless them in their labors. May they see the hand of God at work. And so, our Father, we just cry unto thee for a move of God. Oh, Lord, we pray that 2022 will be another year of grace, a year when we'll see the grace and mercy of God poured out upon us, restoring backslidden saints, and, Lord, saving the sinner. Oh, God, we cry unto thee today. Come and do that which to us seems impossible. But, oh, God, we thank thee today that we come before one with whom all things are possible. And so, Lord, we pray you'll bless us. Even, Lord, as we meet, Lord, this week for these special seasons of prayer, give us the spirit of prayer. Pour out that spirit upon us, even as we meet tonight, Lord, for our seasons of prayer. Lord, come, we pray. And throughout this week, may the tide of blessing increase and rise. And, oh, God, we pray that together we will labor, realizing that we are laborers together with God. So hear and answer prayer. Continue with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen. Can I ask you please to turn with me this morning in the Word of God to the book of Psalms and to the Psalm 55. The Psalm number 55 this morning, please. Psalm number 55, we are going to take up our series again that we left off just at the end of last year of help for hurting Christians. And I want to look today at the subject of grappling with grief. And so you'll find our scripture reading in the book of Psalms, Psalm 55. We're going to read the first 7 verses of the psalm together and then leave out the middle section and come then to verse 16. Psalm 55, the verse number 1. Give ear to my prayer, O God, and hide not thyself from my supplication. Attend unto me and hear me. I mourn in my complaint and make a noise. Because of the voice of the enemy, because of the oppression of the wicked, for they cast iniquity upon me, and in wrath they hate me. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. And I said, Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. Though then would I wander far off and remain in the wilderness, Selah. Verse 16, As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. He hath delivered my soul in peace from the battle that was against me, for there were many with me. God shall hear and afflict them, even he that abideth of old, Selah. Because they have no changes, therefore they fear not God. He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. But thou, O God, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their lives. But I will trust in thee. Amen. May the Lord bless the reading of his word to all of our hearts. Can I at the stage welcome you in the Savior's great name? We're glad to see you in the house of God this morning, and we're thankful for all who've been able to gather in the house of God today. Welcome you, and in welcoming you, we also welcome those who've joined us online, and we pray the Lord will bless us all as we meet to gather around his word. Today, the second Lord's Day of the month, is Missionary Council retiring offering. And the basket, the box there in the hallway as you leave for the Missionary Council offering. Now, you will have in the book of envelopes for this year the pink envelopes, and they are available for the Missionary Council offering. So if you wish, you can use those and put your money into those and then put them into the box, the Missionary Council box, on the way out. At 2:30 this afternoon, that sees the recommencement of the Sunday school over in Hollywood. Do remember that and pray for the teachers and the children as they come back to the Sunday school in Hollywood this afternoon. Then we have our season of prayer this evening at 6 p.m. and that will follow then afterwards by the family and friends service. And we encourage you to come back again. Love to see you in God's house again tonight, and bring others with you if you can. Our brother Gregory Gibson, who is a student in the Whitfield College of the Bible, will be along this evening to tell of his testimony, converted from Roman Catholicism and now seeking to serve the Lord and train for future work and ministry. And he will be along to testify for us this evening, giving the meeting over to him tonight. Also, our brother Matthew McGill will be here to sing. So please do remember that, plan to be with us, and we'd love to see you again in the house of the Lord. Then after the gospel service this evening, we have the first of our special seasons of prayer that we're having this week, to pray particularly for the work of God here in Sandown in the week and the year that lies before us. So we'll meet immediately after the meeting tonight for that season of prayer. We will keep it short and keep it to the point. And so if you can stay, we'd love to have you stay for that extended season of prayer after the gospel meeting tonight. And then on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday of this week at 8:00, we will continue with those special seasons of prayer. And as we said on Thursday evening, we will keep them to the hour, 8:00 to 9:00. There'll be no singing, no preaching. We will just be getting to prayer every night. And so we encourage you to join with us, only 3 nights. And if you can, please make the effort to be with us for those 3 special seasons of prayer: Tuesday night this week, Wednesday, and Thursday, all at 8:00. Then on Friday night, our youth fellowship recommences here. And do remember that, young people, plan to be with us as we recommence the youth fellowship this Friday night at 8:00. Next Sunday, the services at 10:15, the Sunday school Bible class, all back on again now. Prayer time at 11 a.m., then our morning service at 11:30. I'll be here to bring the word of the Lord. Our brother Billy Henderson will be singing next Sunday morning. And then also we have our Sunday school in Hollywood, 2:30. And then our gospel service, preceded by the half hour of prayer as well, the gospel service at 6:30. I'll be here to preach, and our sister Charlotte Cotty from Portavogie will be here to sing. Our Explorers Bible Club will return on Tuesday the 18th of January, and so please do remember that in your prayers. Do remember as well the various booklets, if you haven't received them. The latest edition of the Sandown Herald is available, and also the little motto text cards with the calendar in the back. There are still some of those available, so if you want to take those, do that and take them with you. And also the daily reading plans for this year. Again, we remind you that we're not lifting any offerings during the meetings at this stage, but the boxes are there as you leave for your free will offerings. We're turning to another hymn before we come to God's word this morning, and we're going to turn to the hymn number 645. Words will be on the screen. 645, is there a heart or bound by sorrow? Is there a life weighed down by care? Come to the cross, each burden bearing, all your anxiety, leave it there. 645, and we'll stand together as we sing this hymn, please.
Thank you.
So we're turning back to Psalm 55, please, this morning, Psalm 55. To look at the subject, as we've said, of grappling with grief. Grappling with grief. Verse 22 is where we will center our thoughts upon today as we consider this topic. Psalm 55 and the verse 22. There we read, "Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Cast thy burden upon the Lord." Can we just still our hearts, please, in a word of prayer? Let's ask for his help and for his blessing as we come to his word just now. Our eternal God and our Father, we thank thee, O God, that we can say what a friend we have in Jesus. All of our anxieties, all of our cares, we can bring to him. And Lord, as we come to thee now, Lord, as we look into the Word of God, we pray, O God, you'll come and speak to us, instruct us, teach us. Lord, we need thee. Lord, I need thee. I need thee, Lord, to help to preach the Word of God. Lord, we pray for the power of God the Holy Spirit. I pray, O God, that you'll help each one of us to hear, to take in, to understand what God the Lord would say to us. Bless us today. Minister to all of our needs. May thy name be honored and glorified in everything we seek to do or say. In his name we ask. Amen. Amen. If you know anything of the life of King David, you will know that grief and sorrow was never far from his life or from his experience. The man after God's own heart was often overcome with a grief-stricken, broken heart. And once again here in Psalm number 55, we have David grappling with the reality of grief, heartache, and sorrow and pain in his life. Psalm 55 is penned during one of the times of Absalom, his son's conspiracy and rebellion against his father. Absalom has risen up against David. But here in Psalm 55, and the context that we find it of, is another time of great sorrow and grief for David. Because not only has his son risen up against him, but now one of his closest friends, his trusted advisor, Ahithophel, has also risen against King David. And it now seems that all are turning on David. And he is left in a very lonely and in a very sorrowful place, driven from the palace, driven from power by his own flesh and blood, and by those he thought he could trust the most. The grief, the pain, the anguish of his heart was great, because now the king is a fugitive. Now he's on the run. And he writes this psalm at a time when he is grappling with the grief of his heart. David is hurting. This morning, as you sit in this meeting, you may well be grappling with grief as well. Grief can come to us because of many different causes, particularly so the loss of a loved one, in that empty chair, in that empty home. But grief can also come to us because of trouble in our family, trouble in our home. A wayward child, a close family member causes us hurt and it causes us pain. We see them wasting their life in sin. It can cause us grief. Grief of heart can also come to us because of some painful situation in our life, some disappointment, some circumstance, some hurt done to us, and it causes us great sorrow. Grief of heart can come to us because of unexpected news, perhaps about our health. Whatever is causing you or has caused you or may cause you grief in your life, There are instructions here from the Word of God as to how we grapple, as to how we deal with grief. David has been taught lessons here in the trials of life. And oftentimes, folks, the reality is it's not until we pass through such times of great darkness and sorrow that we are taught the greatest of lessons. It certainly was the case for David. He was taught how to grapple with grief, how to deal with pain, sorrow, and heaviness in his life. The first thing I want us to notice here in verse 22 is the pain that is real. The pain that is real. Look at Psalm 55 in the verse 22. Cast thy burden. Thy burden. David here speaks about a pain. Soreness, not in his body, but rather in his heart. And he sums up all that has happened to him throughout the course of writing this psalm and describing it as a burden. Something that clearly weighs you down. You see just how personal that burden is when he describes it as thy burden. It's very personal, it's very pointed. It is his burden. Nobody else knows what he is going through at that particular time. And as we consider this pain, as we consider this burden, this grief for a little time, notice some things that we are taught about it. I want you to see, first of all, the agony of this pain. In verse number 4, we read, "My heart is sore pain within me." My heart is sore pained within me. The affliction was so great that his heart is writhing with pain and agony. His heart is broken because of the circumstances he finds himself in. And how often is the people of God, we find ourselves in such circumstances and our hearts are broken, they are pained. They are grieved. I would say today that there's not a person in this congregation who at one time or the other cannot testify with what the psalmist is feeling and what he is experiencing there in verse 4. My heart is sore pained. Sore pained. David here has been very open and been very honest. He is not trying to ignore the pain of his heart. He's not trying to gloss over it. He's not trying to be some stoic as if it doesn't matter. His heart is pained. There's agony. And this is made all the greater because it is as the result of his own family. His own son. His own flesh and blood. And folks, isn't that when our hearts grieve the most? When something happens within our families, with those closest and dearest to us, we lose a loved one. Or perhaps a family member, a close family member, they fall into sin, they get away from the faith, get away from God, live a life of sin and rebellion, and those things grieve us. They grieve us. I know there are Christian parents today and your heart is broken, your heart is pained because your children no longer walking with God as once they did. And you can say like David, my heart is sore pain within me. It's caused you grief, it's caused you pain. I know there are many of God's people and still missing loved ones no longer with them. An empty chair. And particularly over this Christmas season, all those memories come flooding back and your heart is still very pained and broken and grieving. Don't try to hide it or to ignore it. And don't be discouraged or disheartened to think that you shouldn't be feeling this way. Psalmist David said, my heart is sore pained within me. Then why? Why? Can we, as the people of God, not say the same? Remember Christ himself, as he stood at the grave of his friend Lazarus, he wept. He wept. There's the agony of this pain. But I want us to see as well the authority of this pain. The authority of this pain. I want you to notice that word burden in verse 22. If you have a margin in your Bible, it may well say that you could also translate it gift, or that which has been given. That very word itself, there's a tremendous sermon you could preach on that one word itself, but I won't preach it, but I'll give you a little. Whenever David says, cast thy burden, he's saying, cast that which God has given to you. In other words, in the sovereign plan of God, he so ordained that Absalom would rise against him. In the sovereign plan of God, Ahithophel, who, if you read the story of David, was his closest and trusted military advisor, he would rise against him as well. God planned it that way. And whenever we pass through times of pain and sorrow in our hearts, we've got to acknowledge the sovereign hand of God in it as well. God has given him this burden. God has allowed, for some purpose, for some reason, this thing to come to him. In all of the times throughout the Scripture, the Old Testament, where this basic word, root word in the Hebrew is used, it's only used here once and described as a burden. It means to give. In other places, it means a gift, or it's translated a gift. Here, it's translated a burden. It means the same thing. It means God has given him this. God has allowed this burden to come upon him. And what the Lord is teaching us today is that even in our hour of deep sorrow and grief and anguish, when the burdens of life press hard upon us, that God has allowed such to be our portion at that time. We come back to one of the most comforting, encouraging attributes of God, and that is his sovereignty. You see, it didn't take God by surprise when the son of the king rose up against him in rebellion and sought to take his crown. It didn't take God by surprise when Ahithophel rose against King David and tried to dethrone him. And folks, today, whenever we pass through times of sorrow and grief and anguish, it doesn't take God by surprise either, because that is how God planned it. We can understand it, but we're not called to understand. We're called to trust. Cast thy burden. The authority of this pain was that God gave it to him. And God never gives us anything we're not able to bear. This pain was real. Cast thy burden. And in the inscrutable will and mind of God, we've got to believe today that all things do work together for good. And as you pass through a time of sorrow and grief in your heart and life, remember, Romans 8:28 is still in the Bible, will always be there. All things work together. God never causes his children a needless tear. He never causes us to walk down a pathway without a plan or a purpose. There's some purpose in everything God does. As Mr. Spurgeon said, He is too kind to be unkind. There's the pain that is real. But secondly, I want you to notice here now the pathway that is revealed. So there's this grief of heart. It's open, it's acknowledged. Now, what do we do? How do we handle it? Well, notice the pathway in verse 22. What do we do with this burden? What do we do with this grief that's pressing hard upon us? How do we grapple with grief? Verse 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. David comes to the end of this psalm and he realizes the only thing he can do is to give it to the Lord. As we read through Psalm 55, you will notice that he had different reactions and different responses to this burden, different ways that he thought that would be best for him as to how he would grapple with this grief. Look at verse 2. Attend unto me and hear me, I mourn in my complaint. He questions God. He complains to God. Why? Why are you allowing this to happen to me? Then in verse number 4, he responds in a different way. My heart is sore pained within me, and the terrors of death are fallen upon me. Now he feels like he's overwhelmed. Fearfulness in verse 5 and trembling are come upon me, and horror hath overwhelmed me. He feels so overcome by all of this. And what is his reaction? What does he want to do? Look at verse 6. Oh, that I had wings like a dove, for then I would fly away and be at rest. He questions God. He complains to God. He wants now to give up and run away. He thought that would be how best to deal with this situation. Just get away from it all. But quickly, David comes to his senses and realizes none of those reactions would help him. Because in verse 16, he says, as for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. He realizes that the only thing he can do is call upon the Lord. And you know, sometimes we say, the only thing I can do is pray. Folks, the best thing you can do is pray. As for me, I will call upon God. And as he calls upon the Lord, he gives that burden back to the Lord. Come down then to verse 22. Cast thy burden. Psalm 55 is a prayer. We read that in verse number 1. And in praying, he is giving this burden back to the Lord. Notice that word cast in verse 22. It literally means to throw at the Lord, to give back to the Lord. Remember what we said, the burden is given to him by the Lord. Well, the Lord says, give it back to me. Cast it upon me in prayer. God has given this burden to David, and now David is to cast that burden back to the Lord. David realizes he can't bear this by himself. He's overcome, he's overwhelmed, he doesn't know what to do, but he can give it back to the Lord. The initial reactions of David in the opening part of Psalm 55, they did nothing to ease the burden. Complaining to God, questioning God, being overwhelmed, they did nothing to ease the burden. It wasn't until he gave that burden back to the Lord, that he found relief and he found great help. And today, dear believer, today, whatever may be causing your heart grief and pain and agony, the Lord is calling you, asking you, commanding you, give it back to him in prayer. Don't try to carry it alone. Same word cast, as we have it in verse 22, is used back in Genesis 33 to describe how Joseph's brothers put him into the pit. And when it says that Joseph's brothers put him into the pit, it just didn't mean they stood him at the edge and just gave him a wee push and he fell in. It means they literally took Joseph and hurled him into the pit. Same word now used in verse 22 as to what we are to do with our burdens. We're to take our burdens and give them back to the Lord. And as we do so, realizing we can't bear them ourselves, David is telling us here, we've got to acknowledge we can't do this alone. We can't handle this. And we cry unto the Lord and we say, Lord, take this. I can't handle this by myself. Not only is there this command to do it, but notice as well, it's imperative that we do it. It's essential. As we've said, there was nothing else was going to help David at this time. His own plans, his own schemes, his own notions, it wasn't going to help him. But when he took that burden and when he threw it back to the Lord in prayer, that was going to help him. He was to cast it prayerfully. Prayerfully. We tell the Lord about our burdens. We tell the Lord about those things that would overwhelm us and overcome us. We come to the Lord and we pour out our hearts before him. That's what prayer is, folks. You turn over into Psalm 62 in the verse number 8. Psalm 62 in the verse 8, we read there, trust in him at all times, ye people, pour out your heart before him. How do we demonstrate our trust in the Lord? How do we demonstrate our faith in the Lord? By pouring out our hearts to the Lord, knowing he's the only one that can help us. Literally letting go of it all and giving it back to the Lord. And wait on the Lord to work out his perfect plan and purpose. You know how the Apostle Paul three times prayed for that thorn in the flesh? That thing that grieved his heart. Paul had to wait for the Lord to answer. He didn't answer immediately. But he did answer and said, my grace is sufficient for thee. And God's grace will always be sufficient to sustain you as you pass through your burden of grief or sorrow or anguish. Pour out your heart to the Lord. Tell the Lord. Tell the Lord just how you are, how you feel. You don't need to tell the world, but tell the Lord. There's the pathway that's revealed. There's the pain that is real. But I want us to see thirdly here and finally the promise that is repeated. The promise that is repeated. Come back to Psalm 55 and the verse 22. Cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. You see, whenever we cast our burdens upon the Lord, whenever we call upon the Lord, whenever we cry upon the Lord, it's never a vain thing. Whenever you cast your burden upon the Lord will not come to you and say, well, listen, I'm just too busy today dealing with everybody else, but I'll come to you at another time. No, there's a wonderful promise here. The psalmist takes us to this wonderful promise that must encourage every child of God in our times of grief and heartache. He shall sustain thee. And he shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. This is a promise that has already been given to David. In Psalm 16 and the verse number 8, he's already been given this promise. I have set the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Folks, today, whenever we are overcome with grief and sorrow and agony, our confidence is in him. It's not in ourselves. It's not in others. We cast our burdens onto the Lord. He shall sustain us. We don't get through it by ourselves. We don't get through it by our own programs. The Lord sustains us. The Lord strengthens us. As we think of this promise, notice that it is a promise of strength. He shall sustain thee. He shall sustain thee. How oftentimes when the burdens come upon us, we feel like we can't go on. We're so overcome, we're so overwhelmed, we want to just to give up. And sadly, many do. But the Lord gives us the strength to go on. He sustains us. I've done a few word studies already today, and it's a very profitable thing to do. Especially in the Hebrew. I never really understood Hebrew. It always baffled me. But it is a tremendous thing just to do a word study of how the same root word is used but translated in different ways in different places. Think of this word sustain. It's translated previously to mean to provide. Think of it. As you pass through your grief, the Lord will provide for you. The Lord will meet your need. The Lord will provide a way through it. This word is also used in other places and is translated not only provide, but also to bear. To bear. What the Lord is saying to us here when he says, he shall sustain thee, he says, I'll bear you up. I'll hold you. I'm not going to let you go. As you have that weight of burden, whatever it may be, Lord's going to bear you up. It also means to nourish. Whenever burdens come upon us and we're overwhelmed with grief or sorrow or agony, whatever it may be, we just feel we don't have the strength to go on. And yet the Lord says, I'll nourish you. I'll give you that strength. I'll feed you. I'll uphold you. He shall sustain thee. Dear believer, this morning, whatever you're going through, the Lord will sustain you through it. And the Lord will hold you through it. He is the sympathizing Savior. He who is the God-man. He knows your pain. He shares in your grief. He agonizes with you. He feels the pain of your broken heart. Nobody else knew what David was going through. Nobody else knew what it was for Absalom to rise up against his father. But the Lord. And today the Lord knows what you're going through. And the Lord is able to bear you up through it. He shall sustain thee. Not only is there a promise of strength here, but there is a promise of stability. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. That word suffer there, it means to give or to allow. The word move means to be carried or to slip. Psalm 73, we read of Asaph, one of the psalmists. He starts off that psalm. He says, as for me, my feet had well nigh slipped. He felt he was going under. He felt he was going down. And no doubt David here, from a human point of view, felt, I'm going under here. I can't do this. My son, now my friend Ahithophel, they're all up against me. I can't go on. And yet he realizes the Lord will never suffer the righteous to be moved. The Lord will never give up on his people. The Lord will never permit his people to be carried away. We're grounded in him, and although the winds of adversity may blow hard upon us, yet we are rooted and grounded in Christ. Sometimes the old devil will come, oftentimes the old devil will come and tell us, look what the Lord's doing to you. He mustn't like you very much. You must have lost your salvation. We'll never lose our salvation. Yes, at times we may lose the joy of it, but we'll never lose the reality of it. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. No northerly wind, no easterly blast will ever be able to remove us from the Lord. We may at times fall under the burdens of grief and sorrow that God in his plan and purpose may ask us to bear. But we will never be utterly cast down because we are held in his grip. He is our refuge and he is our strength. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. He shall sustain thee. Dear believer, let that little phrase ring in your heart, your mind throughout the days of 2022. As you pass through hard and difficult times, remember, he shall sustain thee. He'll hold you, and he'll not let you go. Grappling with grief, seeking to bring healing to the hurt that it brings, acknowledge the pain that is real. Follow the pathway that is revealed. Cast thy burden upon the Lord. Seems so simple, and yet it is so essential. And remember the promise that is repeated. He shall sustain thee. He shall never suffer the righteous to be moved. Truly we can say today, like Joseph Scriven, what a friend. We have in Jesus all our sins and griefs to bear. And what a privilege to carry everything to him in prayer. Bring it to the Lord and leave it there. Because he'll sustain you and he'll never suffer you to be moved. Let's bow in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank thee today for thy word. We thank thee, O God, that during the dark times of our life, thy word is that light. We pray, Lord, that you be pleased to speak to all of us today. Lord, for those that are hurting, Lord, for those that are grieving, O God, we pray that today we all might know what it is to cast our burdens upon the Lord. May we know what it is, Lord, to throw back to you those things that you have given to us. And as we do so, may we experience that wonderful promise of the Lord sustaining us and the Lord never allowing us to be moved. Oh God, we thank thee today that while at times things may seem very dark and very despondent, we thank thee, O God, that with thee there's always hope and there's always light. And so, our Father, we pray today you'll bless thy word. Speak to all of our hearts today. Lord, today may we know what it is to hear and to heed the voice of our Lord. Answer prayer. In the Savior's name we ask. Amen. We're going to close with the words of hymn number 395. Rich are the moments of blessing Jesus, my Savior, bestows. Pure is the well of salvation, fresh from his mercy that flows. Ever he walketh beside me. Brightly his sunshine appears, spreading a beautiful rainbow over the valley of tears. We'll stand together as we sing this final hymn, please. We thank the Lord today that in Christ we have all that we need. Lord, we thank thee today that you hold us, you help us. Lord, in the midst of the valley of tears, you spread that beautiful rainbow. Lord, send thy light into our hearts, we pray. Lord, comfort our hearts, encourage us, strengthen us. And help us, Lord, to press on even through the darkness and through the times of despair. Help us, Lord, to go forward. Bless thy word to our hearts. We ask, O God, that now as we take our leave of the house of God, you'll go with us, keep us safe on the roads as we travel. Bless throughout this afternoon over in Hollywood. Bless thy word as it goes forth there. Bring us all back again tonight to the gospel. We ask, O God, that you'll bring in other people, new people tonight. Lord, bring many to Christ, that they may come and know and experience our Savior to be their Savior too. So answer prayer for us and go with us now. In the Savior's name we pray. Amen. Amen.